We're on Daf Chav Chesam Ad Aleph by the Mishnah. Be'ilu Nemonim Lohoid Begoidlon Mashero Bekoitnon. That these are cases that a person is permitted to be Meyid when he is now a Godel on something that the Yediyah he's being Meyid on now, he became aware of it when he was a Kotn. Nemon odom loimer zek sav yodoi shel abo, vizek sav yodoi shel rebi, vizek sav yodoi shel ochi. That means that he had recognized the chsime of these people when he was still a cotton, then they died, and now is being made begadlusoi and the ksav yad, and he recognizes it, that this is ksav yadei shal abo, rebi, n'ochi. Case number two. Zocher hoyisi beploinish sheyotza behinuma beroisha perua. That he remembers that this woman went out, b'shas nisuin, and she had simone psula. Third case, v'sho yeish ploine yoitze mi beis ha-sefer litva lechel betrumah. That he remembers in cheder, they used to take out this person from cheder, and they tabled him that he ate trumah. So he's saying edus that this person is a kohen. In the fourth case, Misha Yacholik Imono al Hagoyrin, that he was Cholik, he's a Kohen, and he remembers Yena also took a Cholik Begoyrin. Vahamokim azer beis hapras, vat kan hoyinu boim bishabes. Avolein odom neman loimel derech hoyo leploini bemokim azer. He doesn't have any namonis to say that he had a derech, maimed umispot hoyo leploini bemokim azer. This is already a true chayshem mishpot shayla, which one needs eidim gemurim. Now let us see Rashi. Zek sav yodei shalabe umekaimin hashtar alpiv. And we can be mekaim the shtar alpiv, afalpi shemeis oviv ba'oid zekotn. So his whole yediyim, that this is the chsim of his father, came to him bekatnusai. Sheyotzas beinume vuhu simin sheniseis psulo. Uksubos ha-masam kedemrinem bereish pirkin. Yoitzim ibeis ha-seifa, kshayinu lemeidin tinoikis bebeis rabim, we learned together in Cheder, ubekulu meforish taime begmore, why he is nemon. Abol ein nemonim, dafukim amoinahu, but to say that this derech belongs to this person, this is a tzois moment, ubeinan edis mal yoso, here you need a good edis. Uksuba haino taime. Ay, why by uksuba is he nemen? It's also a tzos moment. The reiv noshim sulais nisois, that bemisin is a biru of reiv that tells us that she was a psule. So therefore, he is nemon. Exactly how this works, we'll see in the Gemara. Maimed umispid mokim hoyo loikan lahaspid meisov shemelichon lebeis kvori shaloi velasei shom mamodois umoishovish hoyo oisin shivo lemeis. They made seven times mistome mamodois umoishovish. So this mokim belonged to him. Let us see Taisvis. Eilu nemoin lohoid begoidlon mashero bekoitno. Mashme, the bekoitmon loimehemon, hafilu Pidarabono, the Mukilo Bigmore Betrume Darabono. Later, the Gemore says that this Nemonis that he has to say that he saw Ishplaini Yaitzimi Beisa Seva Litva Lechel Betrume is speaking about Trume Darabon. So by Trume Darabonon, we only give him a Nemonis Lohoid Begodloi Masheroi Bekatnuse, but to Meyid Alskotten, he doesn't have any Nemonis, even if it's only Negeya Trume Darabonon. The Koshel Rivo, the Oma Beperikame de Psochim, the Nemonim al Bdikas Chomitz, that these people are Nemon to say that the Mokim was Boduk, Afilu Noshim Va'avodim Uktanim. Uporich, the Gemara asks, Midi Mashoshe Isbohu, does their Haggadah have any value? Mishani Hoyil Ubdikas Chomitz Derabonon, Heimnu Rabonon Bedarabon. Since this whole Indian is only negei abdikas chometchus is adarabonon, so therefore a cotton is nemon hemnu rabonon medarabonon. So we see by a shaila of adarabonon, so a cotton has nemonis, and here we're also speaking about trumedarabonon, and here a cotton doesn't have nemonis. V'yeshloima dohosam haynu taima mishum devdikas chometz ubiyodai. That there's another plus in that gemara which is not in this gemara. That means he's being made that the mokim was bodik and it's biyodai livdoik. Maskonis ha-gemara is that he's saying that he himself was bodik, but we have a maila of biyodai. Lekach nemon afilu koton midarabon. So Memela Sotosis differentiates between our case. Our case, it's not biyodoi. To say that Yener is a koyin, so this is a nemonis which is not biyodoi to aduch tzefirin. So Memela, so therefore he's only nemen begadlusa. Avul koshe. So if you'll say it's called biyodai, is the heiche de biyodai afilu bidereise ishe mehemne. So then we have to understand, the Gemara says, the nemonim abdikas chometz afilu noshim ba'avodim uktanim. The Gemara asks, midi mashoshe isbehu. Does their edis have any chshivitz? So the Gemara is asking on Noshim also. Now, if we say that it is biyodoi, so biyodoi anisha is nemon afilu by shailas which are adereise. Veiched de biyodoi afilu bedereise ishe mehem de beperik amadotnan vekoitze lo chalo. That she's nemon on afroshes chale. Ubeniko maisim bechol yoim shanusim chimaleim. So we see that an isha is nemon minatoire. An isha is nemon minatoire istis on an edis that's biyodo. By Taisis doesn't bring a raya from Tvilas Nide. She also, Toisvi says that on the Tvila, she's Nema because it's Biyodo, she's saying Kenegadis Chazek Tume. I don't know. So Toisvi asks from a Mishnah, and Niko, and thus. Now, there's another Ha'ore on this Toisvi, like Toisvi has a problem. You're telling me that it's called biyodoi. So why isn't the nisha nemon? So it seems from Taisvis that the whole nemonis of a nisha is dafke if it's biyodo. That's how it would seem from Taisvis, which is also very unclear. That means we know an Eidechod is Neman, but let's not be Yodoy. Is Chazik is Sure, then Taisus and Gittin says then it's Neman Alts be Yodoy. Now Taisus did not go in Bechlau. It's called Ischazik, if it's not called Ischazik, if a bias is called Ischazik, if it's not called Ischazik, like Taisvis just said that Biyodei Nisha is Nemon. I mean, it would seem from Taisvis that the whole Nemon is from Isha is Daka when it's Biyodo. So Taisvis says there, it's Biyodo. Remember, I once saw in a sefer, I can't remind myself now the name of the sefer, from as far as Shegodol, it was a psashayla that a cotton was, a child was born, and the shayla was when it was born, if it was born in Shabbos, if it was born before Shabbos, when to make a bris, and the issue was made on the time of the lady. And he has a pilpul, we can believe an Isha and a Mili de Araisa since it's not Biyodo. Could be he brings a Rai from this Taisvis that she's not believed. I don't recall, I don't remember the name of the Seif and I don't remember what he says, but Al Kaponim, Merihitis Loshana Taisvis, it would seem that the whole Nemonis of an Isha is when it's Biyodo. So Memele, in here the Gemara says the whole reason Anisha is Neman Albedikas Chometz is because the whole reason Anisha is Neman Albedikas Chometz is because it's a Darabona. V'yishloimed v'yirishalmi meforech the Albedikas Chometz hu teirech v'noshim atzloni yisein. Now, Dachsich Mir, Taisvis is saying as follows. The Goyin in Yeredeye, on Kufchof Ches, just 1 second. The Goyin in Yeredei Kufchav Zayin Oischof Ches brings down that an Isha is not Neman Bebdikas Chometz Midiya Raise because of this Cheshbin, since it's a Teirech and Noshim Atzlonius. So I think Taisvis, and the only reason they're Neman, because it's a Darabona. So I think that means as follows. So since there's a Teirech, and she's an Otzel, so it's not called Biyodo. That's what Taisvis means to say. It's to make a Geher Gebedik, it's not Biyodo, because an Otzel, to do something that's Beteirech, that's not called Biyodo. So she wouldn't be Neman. No, Bedikas Chometz is a Darabona. So that's why the Nemon. No, it seemed to be that a cotton is not a nozzle. That's, so therefore a cotton is biyodoi. That's why his Nemon bekatnus. That is pshat and taisvis. Zok the Gemara. Oma Rav Huna berei de Rav Yeshua. Bohu sheyesh godol imoi. That what it says in the Mishnah, but that is Nemon, Zek Savyode Shalabe, is Nemon Musi Baiksube, that's Davke, if this Godel who is made Amashero Bekatnusoi, there's another Godel Imoi, a kosher aid. So these two together, Vushi is Godel Imoi. It's Riche. Di Ashmeinen Oviv, Mishum de Shriach Gabay. Now, why do you have to say all three cases? He's Nemon to say Eidis, and Achsimas Oviv, Raboy, Ochiv. So it says, what makes it Shriach? So, Diash Minen Oviv, Mishum de Shriach Gabay. So what's the Shriach Gabay? So Rashi says, Venosan Einov Bekat Nusoi Beksav Yad Oviv. I mean, since he was very close with his father the whole time, so memele the ksav yad of the father, he's rogel on the ksav yad, so he would know it. He wouldn't be making mistakes. He wouldn't be saying bididomi, because he was rogel. Avol rabbi loy. Viyashminen rabbi. And if it would say rabbi who's not so rogel, mishum de islay amis said the rabbi. Because there's an Eime that he hears from his rabbi, Abul Oviv Loi. Now Eime said the rabbi, the Rishash says, the Eloi Havi Kimlei, Hoyoyori Loimer ala Sofik, Penyo Chichenu Alponov, Sheker Hei Adetobi. That's what the Rishash says. Now, it's talking about that the rabbi died already. I mean, he's not just like we're talking about Oviv. It's speaking about that the father died. That's what Rashi said in the Mishnah, for Bishemes Oviv. But I'll call upon him if he ever wanted to be Rogel B'Ksav Yad of Rabbi. So he didn't know that, so he would be very careful before he would ever say that this is Ksav Yad Rabbi, because he's scared of the rabbis, even though now the rabbi died, but it seems the Eimer is still there. Al Kaponim, there's an Eimer that he would never have said it's Ksav Yad of Rabbi if he wouldn't have known that, for sure that this is Ksav Yad Rabbi. V'iyashmin en hanitarti, oviv de shriach gabei, v'rabbe de islay emsei. So there's two svores that he was medayik, and he's not a bididomi by these two kisveyat. Aval ochiv de leslay, doesn't have any of these two milus loy. Leslay loyho v'loyho, aim aloy, kamash malon. Kiven de kiim shtores midarabonon, emnu rabonon midarabon. Let us see Rashi. Kiim shtores midarabonon, midaraisa loibinan kiim. Da omare shlokish edem achsumim alashtar, nasek mishenechke duson bebezden. Don't have to declare that it's mezuyiv. That's me Rashi in Gittin says, Lechotzef inish lezyufe. A person would have the chutzpah to be mezayif. Heimnu rabbonu midarabonu bedova shumi divreyem heiminoi. Ve'ein ze oiker dova minatayre. So Lechere Rashi seems to be asking if the rabbonu parceled the shtar, they said that we need a birul of kiyum in order to be marsha de shtar. So whenever you need a birur in hilchis momenis, so there's a din of apishnai meidim yokum dovo. Now here there are marsha, it's an aid and a half. I mean, this aid is a pis, he's made by godly masharo be katnusoy. So Rashi says, heim omru, veheim omru, heim itzrichu ki yomaydis. That means the whole psul is only midarabona. That means minatayre, you don't need a biru, veheim echshiru bayaselu. So they said, this biru that is needed can become nizbaru through one and a half edim, through a godol with made mashero bekatnusa. Let us see Taisus. Vuhu sheyesh godol imoy. So Taisus says loikoi atrume. That means it's going on kiyum. It's going on that this issue was a psula, but it's not going on trume. The betrume sagi beechot kiven deimalim betrume derabon oleyuchsin. We're speaking about Truma Darabon. The Gemara later says, speaking about Truma Darabon, the Betruma de Araise, Kiven de Sovo Tana di Don, the Malin Mimena le Yursin, Kedamrina le Kamon, Eino Nemon Afilu Yesh Godel Imoy. That means, if by Truma de Araise, that there's a cloud, that the Tana of our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the Malim Mitruma Leyuchsin, so he wouldn't be Neman Afilo with a Godel, because you need a Biro for Yuchsin, and for Yuchsin you need two Kosher Eidim. So by Truma Deraise, he wouldn't be Neman Afilo with another Eid. Hilkach. So we're only speaking about Truma Darabonon, which we're not Malul the Yuchsin. Now, by Truma Darabonon, all we need is a Biro of an Eidechot. Hilkach, Betruma Sagi, Be'iyu Lechudei. So then by Truma, if it's only negate Truma Darabonon, Safilu one Eid is Nemo. Cholheiche, the Be'inen Trei, Midarabonon, Sagi, Behuvache. But if you need two Midarabonon, then he and someone else is good. Kiyam shtoresh derabonon. So the Gemara says, you know why he is Nemo? Because kiyam shtoresh is derabonon. Taimer, kiven midiraise, afilu ein eidem shiyakiru chsimes eidem ashtar kosher. So it comes out minatayr, afilu no one is makir the chsimed, it's a kosher ashtar. Im kein kol odom sheyirtze yuzayif, V'yichtoi v'yachtoi ma sheyirtze v'yigve mimenu. So Taisus asks up some more of the kekash, how could you say me na teure, you don't need kiyum? So my mailer, so it's up sa hefkevelt. So come out that everyone will go and write a shtar, and it'll be mezayif eidim, and they'll be able to be goyve me na teure. How could you say that kiyum shtores mi barabono? The Rabbi Yankiv Emden wants to say in Dachmed is an Asivis that says this Membov Siv Cotton Hay that there's two types of shtores. He says a shtar that let's say we the Edim are unknown to us. We don't know where they're from. We don't know who they are. It's a Berel ben Yisocho Doiv who comes from who knows where. We don't know. We never heard about it. It's Berel ben Yisocho Doiv. So then in the Hanami, then Yizicha need Kiyim in a Teirech. I mean, there's no Chotz lechotz of Inish Lizyufech. I mean, who, how could you be Mevar who this is? The person, the Malv is going to write a Shtar. It takes two names of people. No one knows them. No one heard about them. But so kashich, I mean, you don't know about the whole world. Where do they come from? I really don't know. I got to Abishasta Halvor. They were here. They told me they were in a hurry. They were going to Alaska, Chmeis, and then I saw two fine people. I mean, if so, looks very fishy. So then the Nesivis and the Rabbi Yankiv Emden say, then you need Kima Nateiratake. Taisvis doesn't go into this. Taisvis asks a pesakasha, how could it be that you don't need kiyum in a teire? If you don't need kiyum in a teire, so Taisvis seems didn't hold of the lechotzef inish lezyufe somehow. So Taisvis says, so it's a pachat. So everyone will go and write a false shtar. How could it be, sir? How could it be like that? So Taisvis seems to say that in the Chanami Taki Zichanit Kiyum in a Torah, no shaila about it. Our Gemara says the Kol Kiyum Shtoris is a Darabona v'emnu Darabona b'Darabona. V'hocha oimeri dika lemeime. Our Gemara is speaking about certain cases. There are certain cases that Kiyum is a Darabona. Kigoin Sheloive Maide Shekosvoy Betoyin Shehu Parua. The Loive is Maide that he wrote the Shtar. Tana Mazuyiv the Kishtar. Betoin shu parua, a kesova haitane de moide bishtar she kosvoi tzorich lakaim. In this tana holds moide bishtar she kosvoi tzorich lakaim. So this kiyum is a darabonum. The davoini, I don't understand Taisvis. I don't understand if Taisvis meikar adin holds that you need kiyum in a taira. All the time you need kiyum in a taira. No, maide bishtar she kosvoi, they only need kiyum in the rabbona. Now, I know three oifanim how to explain the halacha of maide bishtar she kosvoi tzorich lekaimer. Either you learn it works out samigu. That means you have to, he's tining parua. If he wanted to, he could have tined mezuyif. And then some mele, so he has the nemonis of mezuyif kozman yinat mekayimit. But because be'emesin meide bishtar shekos v'yitzorch lekayimah is a difficult halacha. I mean, what does the kiyum help? The halacha, it's very modern. I say it's not mezuyif, I'm telling you, but I'm telling you it's parua. So how does, and he's bringing a raya, if it is a raya. I mean, if I'd be telling a lie, I would have said mezuyif, which is an easier taina. So either you learn pshat that fakert, you only have this migu kozman, I'm unable to be mekayimit. So then mezuyif is taka a good taina, but if I'm able to be mekayimit, so we see you don't have a migu, I have kiyum. Now, if you need kiyum in a teire, so I don't understand why he loses his migu if you make a kiyum darabono. Or if you learn it's a pesha osa, you learn pshat is that the shtar is a chaspe, the shtar is worthless without kiyum, and he's the one that's mekayim, and he says it's also a chaspe, he says it's a perua de kishtar. So you have to make the shtar is chaspe. If mina teire your chayish for ziyuv, so again, how does this help? There's a third mahalach, peru amigu de mezuyev. The nesivis and mem vov sivkot and vov brings down from the sma. The pshat is like this: that in Emerson, the malvis coming to the loiva with a tiny shtolche biyodi, my boy, he paid. So why am I holding the shtar? So the sma says that the loiva tells him, you know, because I wasn't scared of the shtar. I thought you're an erlich mensch. That's number one. I see you're not, but I wasn't scared of that either, because I thought if you'll be moitzi the shtar, I'll tiny mezuyif. I wasn't scared of the shtar. The shtar doesn't bother me. So memele the heichocha of shtolche biyodi my boy falls off. I mean, I left it by you. I'm not scared of the shtar. You'll be mighty the shtar, you'll be a liar. So, mikesh this part, you'll tine, I didn't pay, so I'll tine it's mezuyif. That means I didn't, you're asking a kasha why I left the shtar by you? I wasn't scared of the shtar. Slucheirips is also the same thing. I mean, if you need kiyum deraisa, that's why I wasn't scared of the shtar. I mean, I don't understand. Davon, you don't understand what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying, in this case, you need kiyum darabonon, and no darabonon. I don't understand how kiyum darabonon, a mediocre kiyum, makes him lose the tainus parati. I don't understand. Inami. And Tosfos says we can make another kimte. Kigoin sheniskayim misoda achas or mishtei sodis v'yoytzei mitachas yedei atzma domelel d'chashino en shem ezayiv. That could be as follows. That in Emerson there was a dimyon chsimis on the shtar halbo. Beth made a dimyon chsimis from two shtores from we had the same edem chsumet. There was no problem on these shtoris. But the problem was that this malve was the lekeach from these shtoris. So he had these shtoris under his possession. So the Gemara says, since he has it by him, so chashin l'ziyufi. It means even though we have a dimi chsimis, but it could be the chsimis look very well. They're very, very similar one to the other because he was able to be mizayif and he has the chsime. Tosfos says, so this chshash is only a chshash terabonet. That means vinish tvi, they look alike. This is a chshash. So on this kiyum terabonon, is nema lohoi begadlusay mashero bekatnusay. Umiyu, that's all theoretical. Bereish, gitten, muchach, da verleiche, da ein makir machsim, klal habe, mi die reise, kemishen nechke dusne bebesen. The Gemara in gitten, it would seem that without, a fellow known as makir, in a teure, you don't clear for zeif. I mean, so that was, he says, that was without the Gemara in gitten. With the Gemara in gitten, we see, I'm stammerzei wrong, that the psa zasfora lechotze finish les yufi, and we don't clear for ziv. Agav urche, there's a shaila, the Mishnah says that a person is neman lohoid mashero bekat nusoi, and the Mishnah says, three chsimis, chsam yad oviv, raboi v'ochiv. What about someone else? What about his cousin? So the Rosh says, the dafke bahani tlas. Avol beinish da alma loy beelu a gimel shu tomid motzi verogel etzlam vinishvi. One is more than the other. Aba al kaponim, these three there is a regilus. Avol beinish da alma filum hayerogel eini choshev regilus. So memele he's not nemo. We see something very interesting. We see that in the Eidus of Kiyum, even though he's apostolate, he's Mashero Bekatnusoi, does not help in Hilchas Eidus. Afal Pikein, there's a he's Nemon, so there's a machlokes harishonim. What if this aid is a korov to the malve? The aid hakiyum is a korov to the malve. He also has a chasorim. But we say kiyum shtos is a darabonon. So memeli could be mekel. So there are 2 days. Others say a kolshke. A korov really is better than him. He's masheroi bekatnusoi. Doesn't help a cholateirikul. A korov is a kosher aid. For this person, he's not an aid. So others say a korev is also nemu b'kiyum shtoros, and others say a korev is not nemu b'kiyum shtoros. Al kaponim, there are chiluki days. Zocher ha'yisi b'pleine she'yotza b'inuma v'roisha parua. My time. So the Gemara answers, given the Rav Noshim Psulais Nisois, Gili Milse Baalmehu. Now, let us see, we learned Taisvist after Zainam and Beis. Then let's try to figure out what Agamor is saying. The Zainam and Beis, the top Taisvis. The Gemara of Tezayin Amed Aleph had asked Akasha, 4 lines from the bottom, the Kivan the Rav Noshim. The Mishnah says that if she has Eidim, she yotze binuma bereisha perua ksubosa mesayim. There's Eidim. So the Gemara says, the Kivan the Rav Noshim, Psulais nisais, kile also eidim may have it. So, there's no eidim. There's roif. So, the Gemara is kashe, Taisu says, l'rav porich. The bottom taste is the Islay Hilchin Bemomain Acha Horoit. According to Rav, the Gemara asks this kasha, and then in the Taisus Yishonim says, Efsha Bafil Shmuel Havel Lameisel Bosarube, Layacha Cheskas Momain, even the Cheskas Haguf Messiah Eloi. So the Taisus Yishonim wants to say, so we have the Baal Tuma Halchim in the Gemara's kasha. Either the whole Gemara is going according to Rav, or the Gemara is going full according to Shmuel. We have a Rav and a Cheskas Haguf that says that she was a Psula. So Memele, so therefore we should not need a Biru of Trei Eide. So the Gemara answers, let's see the Shtikul Gemara and Bafta Zayin. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbeinu Mishum Dikalameim Rav Noshim Psulis Nisois Umiyet Almonis Zaroif Take, Bechol Anises Psula Yeshlokol. Every woman that's a Psula Yeshlokol, people know about it. Vizu Hoyol Ve'ein Lokol Ischol Arube. There's no koil by this one, Ischol Arube. She'ein, Rashi says, She'ein Meir Doler She'yotzus Obeinuma. No one says that she's Yotzus Obeinuma. So this is Israelok Ruba. So the Gemara says, Ikola Nises Psula Yeshlako, if this is a fact, that every Nises Psula has a koil, ki also Eide Mehavi, Hanach Savi Shakrininu. So how can they help? Given the chazoke, the yesh lo koil, harbe hoyu yoidim. A lot of people would have known. That means if there's such a chazoke that everyone knows, so just find two eidim, that's no koil. Koil means that a lot of people would know. No one can remember by this issue was yotze beinume. So, and if it's koil, it's not a kol. Kol hanisis psula yesh lokel. No, roiv hanisis psula yesh lokel. Roiv psulis to get married have a kol. Vizu oil ve'ein lokel ischa l'aruba. This is the zareyes and the roiv. Because there was no kol. So, koponim, we asked the kasha, why do you need edim? So the teretz is, let's rely on roiv. So the teretz is because there's a reyes in this roiv. The roiv is not strong enough to be mevarech, to be mitzi mom. So let us see tais. This tema, this nam bepirkin, elo namonim lohoid begoidlen mashero bekatnuson. Sacherni bepleini sheyotza benume veroyshe perua. So Tais brings down our Mishnah. Become a big more at my time. Even the Roiv Noshim B'sulois Nisais, Gili Milse Ba'almahu. Since Roiv Noshim B'sulois Nisais, it's a Gili Milse. So Tais was asked, Vahashta Eichi Mairi. Im Yesh Lokoil, if there is a Koil, Lamatzorich Shumaydis L'Rav. Mezel Bosarube, Kedapori Choch. V'yein lo koil, if there's no koil, im kein ischal arube. So there's a reyes, v'yitzar shnei eidem ksherim, if it's a reyes in the roi, she should need two kosher eidem. V'chi taim edach shemeyid, hu shero bekoit noi v'achim v'chashmin and koil, this goof is a koil, fakir, two people know about it, that goof is called a koil. Opori chochi sadi shakrinino, the Gemara said, if kol b'sula, hanisa is yesh lo koil, so it's sadi shakri. It's sadi shakri. So, why is it Sadi Shakri? It's fakert. If a koil, the two people make a koil, so fakert. Every psula that got married, gets married, there's a koil. And the world here, there's also a koil. Two people remember that there was, Yotza v'Reishenuma. V'Reisheperua. Yotza v'Numa v'Reisheperua. So, you have to say the way Rashi says, Harbi hoyu yoidim. That means two people don't make a keil. If this was true, then we'd have a lot of people that would remember. So Tosfos answers, "Miyeshleim the Reiv Noshim Psulz Niseis Odiv Mereiv Noshim Anisis Psulish Yesh Lokel." That means Tosfos is saying you have here two contradicting Reivs. There's one Reiv that is saying that Reiv Noshim Psulz Niseis, and this Reiv in number, that's in 90% of the marriages are from Psulis. The Miyat is 10%. That get married, which are not psulis. Now, in the koil chaylik, roiv psulis, anisa sheshlam koil, that means out of the 90%, 50% have a koil, and 40% don't have a koil. So, memele, so the roiv that's telling me that she's a psula is a bigger biru than the roiv that's telling me that she's not a psula. Odif mi roiv noshma nisis psul siyash lokel. V'chi ein lokel, that means if the roiv would be equal roivs, so and then one would cancel out the other, she don't have a roiv. No be'emesin, I have a stronger biro that's telling me she was a psula. Now I have a schwachere roiv that's menaged this roiv that's telling me she wasn't absul. V'chi ein lo koil lo yisre kol kach roiv de psula is nisoy shlo yoyl eides tero bekotme v'yache imoy. So Tosfos seems to be saying that we still have a roiv, but the roiv now is not strong enough to be moitzi moment. There's a psashtikol reyese. But if you'll be mitzarif, one and a half eidem, somehow that takes care of the reyes and the roiv, so lochere, so it's like, we have back the roiv. We have back the roiv. That's lochere what Tosfos is saying. Like this is menaged the reyes, eh? The reyes is telling me she's not a psula, but one and a half eidem are telling me she's a psula, so we can rely on the roiv. Now let us see the Tosfos read by us and Rashi. The Tosfos read, the bottom line says, as follows. My time it. Even the roiv noshim psulais nisais, and the chesem adalef, the bottom line of the Tosfos read. Even the roiv noshim psulais nisais, gilui milse ba'almohu levare hadot. Perish. Af al gav de bemidi de mamamoina lav mehemo. They're not nemo. But the lava label chutzomchi, I don't rely on them. El ala roiv. I rely on the roiv. So, the Tosfos read could be saying the same thing what Tosfos said. That means I have a roiv. No, I couldn't rely on the roiv because there was a reyes to the roiv. But, with them, Blavalei bilchutzam chi el ala roiv. This hepsam is menaged the reyes and rely on the roiv. Efshel, in the Tosfos read, maybe that's pshat. But now, Rashi's pshat, I'd like to, Rashi is shreklach, but I'd like to mention a Meiri, which is a little better. The Meiri says, when the Biri explains our Gemara, basically the Shaila is, why is our one and a half Edom Nemon? Ve'ein tzorich Edis. He says, you don't need Edis. Ela pirsum hadova. All you need is pirsum. So, lulei de mistafine, I would say that the Meiri learned like Tosfos had wanted to say. Tosfos had a tzad and after Zayin Amid Beis, The Reis says there's no kol. No one remembers it. If you have 1.5 people that say, hey, this Tais wanted to say such a pshat, so you have your kol. But Tais was schlugged it up from the Gemara there. The Gemara, if 1.5 people make a kol, so if you say that kol absulus nisays, and Rashi said klo, that a lot of people should have known about it. Basich nisht. Maybe there's a teretz on Taisus Kasha. Taisus Guve had such a mahalach. Taisus slugged it up. So maybe that's pshat in the Meiri. The Meiri says, Ve'in tzorich edis ela pirsum. That means there's a reyes that there was no pirsum. I think that's what the Meiri means. There was a reyes that there was no pirsum. Where's the keil? So as long as you have a pirsum, one of people remember. So the reyes falls off. So you have the right. And that's the mir, that's pshat in Rashi also. Rashi says, Gili milse ba'al mehu, kloima. Eina dovo tzorich edis, ela lefarsim. You just have to be mefarsim. She yeitze hadin lo'ir beloy gimgum. Now I think that's what Rashi is saying also. That means Rashi is saying, lemaisa des aroi. Lamaisa there's a roi. No, there's a gimgum on the roi. So why doesn't anyone know about it? So if there is some sort of a pilsum, people do remember about it. Ain't a dovetzoch edis, elo lefalsim. And why do you need pilsum? She yeitzi adin loir beloi gimgum. That they think that there shouldn't be any gimgum. If Rashi means that, it's a halbetzor, then I know what Rashi means, al koponim. Then you have to know what we do with Taisvus Kashi. If Rashi doesn't mean that, I haven't the faintest idea what Rashi does mean. It's a schreckliche Sache, and I couldn't find anyone who should say pshat in Rashi. Zog the Gemara weiter. We had Shahoya ish ploini yoitze mi beisa seifa, litfoil lechel betrume. Agavulche Rabbi Chonon in daf, the zayin on the beis brings down an erzerua. The erzerua learned like Tosfos that the zayin on the aleph, that the Gemara's kasha was, that why do you need Edim? Let's go Basarov. So he said, I'm asking according to Rav. So he said, Aloch, the Kash Bechlal isn't schwer. We hold in Hirchen B'momenacha HaRoiv, but the Gemara is asking according to Rav. But he says, but then he blies by Akash. He says, When it comes to this Mishnah, these got problems. I mean, this Mishnah says that 1.5 Edom are Nemo. So the Gemara asks, why are 1.5 Edom Nemo? So the Gemara says, Kim the Reib Noshim Sulis Nisais. So it seems we do rely on the Reib. According to Shmuel, he doesn't understand this Gemara. And then Hilchim B'momanach HaReib finish. So what? Kim the Reib, so what? That's nothing. So he asked the Rabbi Chonon, and after Zayin Amid Beis brings down the Erzeruah that asks this kasha. Let us go further. Mishahoya ish pleini yoitzi mi beis ha-seiver litfoil lechel betrume. He sang Eidus, he remembers he went out from Cheder. So that's Eidus, that he's a Koyin. Frag the Gemara v'dume Eved Koyinu. What's the raya that this person was a Koyin? Maybe it was an Eved Koyin. Yosef Eitrume is Mesaile Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Also, Le'odom Shielamed es avdoi teure.
But you're not allowed to teach an Eved Torah. So Memel, if he was Bebeis HaSefer, so he wasn't an Eved, you're not allowed to teach an Eved Torah. Lulei de Mistafina, just a shtickle ha'ora, I don't know how. Lachere, there's a psalmoyredik Rambam in the first perik in Gittin. The Rambam says that that when an Eved Koyen eats Trume, it's just like a Behemoth Koyen eats Trume. That means it's not a mile that the Loshen HaRambam Sechtes Gittin Shezeh HaEved Ba'achilas HaTrume Lei Hoysev Ba'atzmoy Maile, that he was a Maile, that he was able to eat Trume, and Shed Atshe Toima Shechoyvahu Loik Sheyoyte Lecheiris. That means it's a choiv when he goes out lecheiris from, he's an Eved Koyen. Before he was a Eved Koyen. Now you're being chov. Vomnam zekemoy she toichel behemas koyen trume. Minei she kinyon kaspoy. Lefichoch einoy etzloy mailo she yafsideno. So that means if you'll tell me, Klara Shaila, if you could be Zeicha Shtashicha for an Eved Koyen, you'll tell me Ashtik Teire, you can't be Zeicha because you're Mavsed and Achilas Trume. There was no Maile that he ate Trume. It's only, it's like a Behem eats Trume. Is Lulai de Mistafine, I would have said on the Gemara's Kasha, but we see I'm wrong. As I would have said, according to Sam, I would have said like this. It's a meure de kizach. You take out a yingle from cheder. Now, how are you allowed to take out a yingle from cheder? Weiss the choist. They took him out of cheder. Sheoish pleni yoitzi mi beis ha-seva litva lechel betrume. It seems everyone else was learning. They took him out to eat trume. It's like this. The Gemara says in Psochem, it's an avoide. So it could be. I mean, listen, you mevatlem Talmud Torah for Sal Kaponim. Could be it's an avoid, even though he's a cotton, he's part of a mitzvah, about Kaponim, so tutsa chepes, but if he's an Eved, so how are you allowed to be mevatel? But then I chapsach, it's like an Achilles behemah, but I'm wrong because an Eved is potter for limud haTorah, so the problem doesn't arise. So memele, so that's what the Gemara asked a good kasha. That means could be he's an Eved, and even though it's his Achilles not choshe, but there's no problem of bitul Torah because he's potter for limud haTorah. So we're back to the kasha. We're back to the kasha. So memele, so it's no raya whatsoever. So the Gemara answers, no, if he went to Cheda al-Kochach, he's not an Eved. Misaila Rabbi Shuben Levi. Tam Rabbi Shuben Levi, also Lord Mishalamidus Avdei Torah. You're not allowed to. Trek the Gemara veloi, vohosanya love meno rabboi. The rabbi borrowed money from him. Oisha so rabbi apetropis. He put on tefillin in front of his rabbi. That means it's not a raya that he's a ben chayrim. Chayre, he's doing things that a ben chayrim does. This is not proof that he's a ben chayrim. So we see that kriyas haTorah is not a Kriyas haTorah, Limud haTorah is not a thing that an Eved doesn't do. That's why this is not a siman on Cheres. So the Gemara answers, Osam de Ikri Eved Midatoi. There it's speaking about that he was Koyre Midatoi, Shekoresh Loishim Psukim Bebeis HaKnesses. Not the Odin told him to do it. he did it on his own accord, so he did it in front of the rabbi, and the rabbi wasn't moicher. So that's no guy that he's a ben choir and he's not a nebbe. Ki kamrina de kanoig be minig bone, but he was speaking about he used to take him to cheder, so he was melamed him teure. So kochoch, that's like that's also lalame des abdei teure. So kochoch tzaraye, he's a koin. Let us see Rashi. Apetropis, Mosan Nechosov Biyodei, Lahachnis Ulohitzi Lischoire, Areze Layotze Lacheus. Lemrinen Ilav de Shichrei, Lehavi Yazif Minei. Ilav de Shichrei, if you wouldn't have been Mishacher, you'd never borrow from him, Lavi Shabak Lelinig Minig Ben Choirin. This is not a simon of a ben choyrim. Betrume de rabbonu kein trume aschutzelor tzei peiris emninu lahani lachiloi alpia. Let us see Taisvus. The Taisvus vidume eved koinu. As he's being made that they took him out of cheide. Vidume eved koinu. So what's the kasha? Peirish. Now he's a ben choyrin. So how could you rely on the saides? Could be he's an abbot. And then now he's mishtacher. He ate then al tzevet. Because Rabbeinu Yitzchok the peg noisim al anusim meforesh hashas. Hodein chilkin truma le'evet. Why aren't you chilek truma le'evet? Mishum dulma osi la'asuki le'yuchsin. Because if ma'ale mitruma le'yuchsin. Fektach teisves ma'tzorich la'ay time. Why do you need that reason? Havale le'meime de'ein chilkin afilu ein ma'ilin. Afilu yod ein ma'alin mitruma le'yuchsin. That means if we'll be rogel to give him all the time trume al tzeved, so he'll continue coming after the shichu. That's Agamor's kash. Agamor's kash is maybe he ate al tzeved. And he'll continue eating, even though now he's a ben choyrim on the smach of the seidis. V'chein meforesh hosam ha'ashas, ein chilken le'isha b'loi b'ayla. The Gemara mentions such a chesoron, mishum grushe. That if you'll give her, so she'll come to the goyren, afilo after she was niskarish also. So that's why we don't give her to begin with, b'loi b'ayla. So memele, so why do you need the tam of malim mitruma leyuchsin? Umay taim enami deman de omar chilkin. That there's one man the omar that holds chilkin truma le'evet b'loi rabbi. Ain malim mitruma leyuchsin. But why aren't you chayish that he'll come filu after he becomes meshucha? V'yeshloima d'loishchichi kula hai, sheyishal truma acha sheyishtacha. It's not shchiach that he'll come after the shichu. Loi b'teires evet, v'loi b'teires koi. Ki yorei pen yivtekuhu, v'yizbare shuhu evet, V'yoytzi olov kol avdus. So Taisva seems to be saying as follows. That means, over there, we're not afraid. A person who, this is how the Marsha seems to say pshat in Taisva. That Gemara is speaking about, we know he's an abbot. We know he's an Eved, and the Shaila is, als Eved, should we give him Tumit? So the Shaila is, don't give him Tumit, because maybe when he'll become Meshuchar, he'll continue coming. So Tosfos seems to be saying that an Eved who becomes Meshuchar will not come anymore. That means he's going to lose what he's going to come and say he's still an Eved. It's a leinzernish for the Trume to be Marzik himself for an Eved. That means he's a Ben Chayren. He was Meshuchar, but he's not an Eved anymore. To be Marzik himself for an Eved, he's losing much more than he's gaining. The Lashon Tosfos is unclear, but ask me, that's what Tosfos means to say. Tosfos means to say, he'll never come als Eved. Als Kohen is ich amon kanuch. We knew he was an Eved all along, now he became a Kohen. So therefore, the Gemara Mutchet says, so why ain't you chaylik truma le'Eved? If you know, we know him that he's an Eved. Here we're speaking about that we don't know this person from Adam. And now someone is saying, Eidish, you know, I remember him from Cheder. I know him from Cheder, and he ate Truma from Cheder. So Memele, so this person, we could clear that maybe he was an Eved, that's Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha, maybe he was an Eved that became Nishtacher. Because he has nothing to lose. We don't know him. So he's going to come in Montrume. You're assuming that, he's a Kohen from Davis. Maybe he's an Eved and Nishtacher. What his whole Eidus was, he saw such a Maise. He'll continue coming, he'll come now to eat Trume because he has nothing to lose. Forget. So the Gemara says, so how could you rely on this? Masha Enkein, that's what the Masha seems to say. Masha Enkein, that Gemara, we know that he is an Eved, so when he'll become Nishtacher, he won't come anymore, because that's what the Masha seems to say. Ein Eichede Makirin Oise Shuhu Eved. If we know that he was an Eved, Yori Lishol Trumache Sheyishtachet. Ben Yizbar Radovo. Kacho Yukurkuloi Kozman Shemekirin Boishu Eved. Ilav Mishum Taina Demal. That means he won't come when he's Ois Eved. Because we know him as an Eved. Av Masnisen Doche Dein Ono Makirin Oishu Shu Eved. Vadi Den Yori Lishol Gamache Sheyishtachet. That means if a kert, you'll think that he's a koyin and he'll come. Kach poich vidul me'evet koyin. Maybe he's an evet koyin. Hoshna Tosfos is unclear, but that's how the Masha seems to be saying psha. Lecheshino nami pen yimkerenu rabbi li Yisroel. So Tosfos is asking on Yenigemore. Yenigemore muchet sich for what legitimate reason shouldn't we be choylik truma le'evet? So the only reason was maybe Malin Betruma Leyuchsin. And Taisa says, maybe he'll become Meshuchah and he'll still come. So Taisa says, no, if he's Meshuchah, he won't come anymore. So there's nothing but to worry about. In fact, Taisa says, I have something what's to worry about. That means maybe the Odin will sell him to a Yisrael. So he's still an Eved. He's nothing to hide. He's still an Eved. And he'll continue coming to get Truma, even though now he's an Eved Yisrael. Rashina Nami Penim Krena Rabbi Li Yisrael V'Yishol Truma. Why should he do such a thing? That means if he's an Eved, so his Odin is Mefarnes him. So his Yichur won't come. And that's why he's coming. He's coming because he has to support himself. That's already a bait chash. So that's why there the Gemara had a problem. You shouldn't be chaylik truma le'eved b'loy rabbi. That's what might give the reason of malam etruma le'yuchsin.